This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Tawheed can be divided into three categories, though this is not my topic. The other speakers will speak, but I have to speak about it in brief so that you understand the implications of Tawheed in human life. Tawheed is divided into three categories: Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Asma al-Sifat, and Tawheed al-Ibadah. I'll just speak one or two lines of each because that's not my topic. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is derived from the Arabic word Rab, means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, sustainer, and cherisher. Everything in the world depends on Him, and He is independent of everything and anything. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Tawheed al-Asma al-Sifat, I've got five categories. Number one, the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can only give the way He or His Prophet has described Him. You cannot give your own description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, you cannot give names to Allah except what Allah and His Prophet have given Him. You cannot say Allah is Al-Ghadib. The Quran says Allah gets angry, but you cannot say the angry one, because the Prophet and Allah never gave that name to Him. You cannot give the attributes of the creation of Allah to Allah. You cannot say He repented, like the Bible says God repented. That's the quality of His creation. Allah cannot repent. You cannot give the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creation. You cannot say, I know a person who is absolutely eternal, no beginning, no end. That is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you cannot give the name of Allah to any of His creation. You cannot call anyone Ar-Rahim. If you have to call, you have to add Abd before it. Abdul Rahim, Abdullah. In brief, this is Tawheed al-Asma al-Sifat. And Tawheed al-Ibadah means that besides believing in Allah, you only worship Him and no one else. If you believe in the first two categories of Tawheed, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Asma al-Sifat, at the same time you worship somebody else, you're breaking the third rule of Tawheed, Tawheed al-Ibadah. He only deserves worship and no one else. And the Quran gives this example in Surah Yunus chapter number 10, verse number 31, that when you ask the pagans, who is the one who controls everything from the heaven and the earth? Who is the one that controls the hearing and the sight? Who is the one who gives life to the dead and death to the life? Who is the one who controls all the affairs? They will say, the mushriks will reply, Allah. Then why are you deluded from the truth? Allah gives the message in Surah Zukhruf, chapter number 43, verse number 87. When you ask them, ask the mushriks, the pagans, who is your creator? They say Allah. Then why do you worship somebody else? So here Allah is giving the example in the Quran that the mushriks, they believed in one Allah. They believed in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Asma al-Sifat, but they worshipped other gods besides Allah. Therefore Allah says in Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, verse number 106, most of the people worship not Allah without associating partners with Him. That means most of the human beings, they worship Allah, but along with associating partners with Allah. So you find that even the non-Muslims believe in God, believe in Allah, but they associate partners with Him. And if you break any one of the three categories of Tawheed, it is called as shirk. It is the biggest sin in Islam. Associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the biggest sin in Islam. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 48, that Allah forgiveth not anyone associating partners with Him. Anything else, if He pleases, He will forgive. For anyone who has associated partners with God, with Allah, it is the most heinous sin. Allah repeats the message in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse number 16, that Allah forgiveth not anyone joining gods with Allah. Anything else, if He pleases, He may forgive. But anyone who has joined God with Allah, he has strayed far away. So shirk is the biggest sin in Islam. And Imam Al-Dhahabi in his book Al-Kabair, even he mentions shirk as the biggest kabair, biggest sin in Islam. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Maidah, chapter number 5, verse number 72, لَقَدْ كَفْرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ. They say that they are doing kufr. those who say that Allah is Jesus, the son of Mary. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحِ But said Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ Worship Allah, رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ Who is my Lord and your Lord. إِنَّ مَا يَشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ Anyone who associates partners with Allah, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ لِيُّ الْجَنَّةِ Allah will make jannat haram for him. وَمَا وَنَّارِ وَمَا لِظَالِمِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ And fire shall be dwelling place, and he shall have no helpers in the hereafter. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said, إِنَّ مَا يَشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ Anyone who associate partners with Allah, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ لِيُّ الْجَنَّةِ Allah will make jannat haram for him. وَمَا وَهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِظَالِمِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ And fire shall be his dwelling place, and he shall have no helpers in the hereafter. So this was in brief the three categories of Tawheed. And if you break any one of the categories, you are doing shirk, which is the major sin in Islam.